It's a pleasure to bring on our next guest. We have with us from the Warrior Dash. These are events that are sweeping the country. These are great events. They're cool events. It's not just anymore about going out for a run. These are events that you go, you crawl through the mud, you jump through fire, lots of great stuff. And we are joined today with Alex Yount from the Warrior Dash. Alex, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, Alex, this is apparently, it says, the Warrior Dash, the craziest freaking day of your life. I have never done the Warrior Dash, but tell us, if I was going to go there, is it best that I don't know what I'm getting myself into? Or should I just, you know, just start training, running, jumping, doing stuff in this, and figure out what's going to happen?
You know, I always like to have that element
of surprise.
Surprise in my run. So, you know, if you go in blind, I think you'll have a blast and be pleasantly surprised with the craziest freaking day of your life.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot. That sounds like an unbelievable time for our listeners that are out there. First of all, who created the Warrior Dash, and what was
Alex
it?
Did?
Alex, you created the Warrior Dash. You're the guy.
I am not the guy. I wish, you know, the owner of our company, Joe Reynolds, wanted to create the most badass day possible, and he kind of took elements of his childhood, you know, not having to worry about scraping your knee, wanting to get things that you know, your parents wouldn't let you do when you were little, and he combined it with some adult aspects such as beer, food, live entertainment, and the beast of Warrior Dash was born.
That sounds like a blast. So now, tell us some of the events that you could – what are some of the things – you know, I saw on the website. I was watching it. I'm like, I saw fire. And the first thing I saw when I saw fire, I was like, wow, I've never trained for fire. I've trained for races. You know, I've done things where you have to do, you know, a certain amount of push-ups or sit-ups. But I've never had to train for fire. What do you recommend that you do for fire?
Maybe some leaps, hang out by a fire in your home, in the fireplace as long as you can, test your heat ability there, you know, but a few singed leg hairs never killed anyone.
Right.
So, you got to be ready to get in that fire and give it your all.
But it probably smells real bad. When that hair starts singeing, that probably does not smell real good. And apparently smell is not one of the things that you're really concerned about with these races, right? This isn't like you're not coming to this event in the matching shorts and top, apparently.
No, sir. We actually have a costume contest at the end of the day, and you will see everything from Ninja Turtles to medieval warriors, guys dressing up in dresses, different things. So this is not your typical let's gear up, let's get out there and win. It's let's show up to Warrior Dash, have a beer, turkey leg or two, and have some fun.
So you can wear a costume to this event. You don't have to just put – I mean, you encourage costumes. What about, have you seen any scantily clad costumes? Anything where you have to go up that?
Or is that another event?
Is that another event that you're trying to create?
We have yet to turn away a costume. I will admit there has been some outfits that that were pretty close and that were maybe on that borderline.
Is this a PG event or an R event?
I would say it's pretty close to that R event. You know, we have quite a wide variety of costumes and interesting people out there for the day. So.
Now, Alex, let's talk about the most important part of this event, which is really
the
food and the beer. What can you expect? What can you expect to eat? And is it just a surplus of?
It sounds like
beer?
The Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It sounds like the Renaissance Festival.
You know what? We wanted to kind of tap into what real warriors eat. And, you know, we didn't want to have, you know, knives, forks, plates even. So what's better than a big old honking turkey leg after you finish that race? Barbecue sauce all over your face.
Wow.
You know, maybe some corn on the cob, barbecue pulled pork sandwiches.
Man.
All that warrior type food.
Now, you also give out.
Is there any tofu? Because Dr. Fitness likes tofu.
Right. Is there any.
Warrior Dash.
Is there a big slab of tofu?
Yeah, I don't think we'll find any tofu or I guess there's an unlimited supply of beer for those people. Now, do you have a problem with those people at the end of the day, the people that have worked out and then they're having a lot of beer?
They're drinking a lot of beer? Yeah, we're trying to get Alex back on the air here, and we have Alex back on. Alex, did we lose you for a second?
Hey, I'm back. Sorry, guys. I'm actually out.
What are you, in Malaysia?
Right now.
He's at the Warrior Dash.
I am setting up for our Warrior Dash coming up in Southern California this weekend. So I'm actually out on site, hanging out on one of the obstacles, talking to you guys right now.
Now, tell us about how many different places, how many different events are there in the Warrior Dash throughout the year?
There are going to be about 35 races this year in 2011 worldwide. We actually just got back from Australia, have a couple planned in Canada, but the majority of them are right here in the States.
Now,
how many obstacles in a course?
There is usually about 12. In Georgia, we have 11, but you never know. When we get out on site and we get planning, we may get crazy and throw a couple more your way.
How long does it take you to get the site set up?
It varies from site to site. I know the Georgia site is a beautiful place. It has a lot of different hills and wooded areas. So, depending on where we're at, it usually takes us about a week to get the obstacles, the course marked, and everything set up in the festival area for you.
Now, do you incorporate any venomous snakes or anything that makes this thing – that takes it up a notch? You know, when you talk about warrior, do you have anything that you have to kill or anything that you might lose your life with,
You know what? I know Georgia's been known to have some crazy wildlife out there, and it's up to the warrior to contend with that as they will. So it is definitely a chance to encounter some wildlife on the course there.
I like the name, just even the name, Warrior. Yeah. When you compete in this thing, you're a warrior. That sounds like that really ups it up a notch. That's kind of cool.
Am I allowed to bring my jousting pole?
Yes, you actually, I have seen a jousting pole before, it adds to that fun and adds to the excitement of Warrior Dash.
What about a machete? Because I really want to win.
No,
means necessary.
Now, this isn't about, you don't knock people down on this, right? You're not.
But you can if you want to.
it's surprisingly a huge, huge team effort when you're out on that course. I've actually had the opportunity to run a couple, and there is no shortage of high fives flying as you're running through this course.
Now, is there what do you get if you compete in this, Alex?
And you get the hat, dude.
No,
it's the hat.
You get a hat. Everybody gets a hat, or is only the winners of each division?
When you register for Warrior Dash as a participant, you get the fuzzy warrior helmet. You get a Warrior Dash t-shirt and one free beer upon finishing that race.
Wow. So you get, and do you have to wear the helmet in the event or you get
that's
it afterwards?
Trophy.
That's what you get at the end.
If you want to hang on to it after the race, I would suggest not wearing it during the race. But if you're okay with a muddy soaking wet warrior helmet, then by all means, sport it during the race.
Now, what happens, I want to know, is there any sort of, I can imagine that your running shoes kind of get trashed in this event. Do you have like a donation? Is there like a donation, like you donate any gear after the event? Because I'm sure you don't want to hold on to those shoes after you're done with them trekking through the mud.
Absolutely. This year in 2011, we have exclusively partnered with Green Seekers, an organization that collects old, muddy, dirty, and stinky tennis shoes and then cleans them up, donates them to third world countries and places in need. So it's a really good way to not bring home those muddy tennis shoes and, help out a good cause.
Do you think that the people in Africa are resenting that we're sending them all of our used shoes?
They want our new. They want the new ones. They're saying we've had enough of the used ones.
We want some of the newer stuff. New Nikes my way.
And Green Seekers does not discriminate. If you have a new pair of shoes that you feel that the people of Africa would like, by all means, bring them on over.
Now, Alex, is there an age is there an age limit or a requirement for the Warrior Dash? Meaning, your younger kids, your dad, if he's in his 70s, is there a cutoff limit where you're like, this isn't for you?
There is an age requirement, and that is 14 years of age. But there is no age limit. We've had people in their mid-80s come out and conquer the course and challenge themselves and just have a good day.
Are you checking ID?
Yeah. If you're 21, we'll give you a beer. If not, you're out of luck.
That's so. Right. That's right. They'll be checking you at the finish line to see what your age is. And the fact I had an idea of you know, doing a team event with Hooters Girls. Is that possible? Is this a team event sort of, Alex? Can you have teams that are competing in this, or is it just individually based?
It is an individually timed race. However, we do see a lot of groups come through here. You know, the matching costumes, people wanting to run it together. So although you will be fighting each other at that sprint to the finish, we do see a lot of people run the race together and as teams.
Now, Alex, you know how, like, at the 5Ks and the 10Ks, you get that hardcore group of guys that are running them every week, and they got the Timex, they got the time, they're going for their personal best. Do you have any of those freaks show up at your events? Like, they're there at each event, and they, you know, they're trying to win it each time. Do you have any of those wackos yet, or what's
what? We have all sorts of wackos, and we do not discriminate.
You encourage that. You want that. You want those diehards there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's really cool. We found that people are starting to challenge themselves on each individual Warrior Dash course. And are starting to travel around, you know, and it is that pride of being like, yep, I was, you know, the Georgia champion of 2011, you know, and it gets pretty competitive out there. But like I said, there's also that team camaraderie and fun atmosphere for most of the competitors.
Now, you know how in a marathon there's people handing you water? Do you have people like throwing mud at you and doing stuff to mess with you as you go?
We do have a spectator viewing area around the mud pit area, and it can get pretty rowdy over there. The spectators, although they're not participating themselves, like to get really involved and see other people get muddy. So there could be some heckling and, you know.
There's something for me, Doctor. We found a role for me in this, because there's no way I would actually participate.
You need a heckler. You need a professional heckler,
right,
Alex. We've got one. There's no one better than the fat guy as a professional heckler.
And I can throw mud at people? I would have permission to throw mud at people. Is this true, Alex?
Now,
that we could maybe work something out. I mean, they're ready to get muddy, and hey, what's the difference between if they're belly flopping in it or
exactly? We're on the same page,
Alex.
We are on the same page.
Let's say there's an event. You know, let's say you signed up for this and you want to go to this and you're doing it. And you're going, wow, this is really cool. But all of a sudden, you see an obstacle that's something that looks, you know, just too daunting to tackle. You're afraid of it.
What
it
are
might
you afraid
be heights.
Of, doctor?
Not
it's
me.
Height.
I'm
you're
just saying.
Of heights.
Is there some? Can you just
go around it?
Go around it or not do the particular event? Is there something? Is you get penalized for that?
You know, we encourage everyone to tackle and challenge those obstacles, but we do say, you know, if it's something that that is a little too challenging for you, you do have the opportunity to go around. However, you are disqualified from winning the end prize that we have at our awards ceremony.
I got
the helmet. You still get the helmet.
You actually get everyone gets the fuzzy helmets, whether you go around or not. We appreciate you trying and getting out there on the course. However,
you don't get the
winner,
beer.
You still get beer, you know. If you probably need one to calm down. After,
yeah, you can never take away beer. That's one thing you can't. That's non-negotiable with the beer.
Yes, absolutely, totally agree with you. So,
now from start to finish, how long? What's the average time it takes somebody to go through the course and finish
it? 4 hours.
Yeah, I'm thinking it should be a whole day. Whole day.
It's a half day.
Yeah, it depends. You know, we usually see about an average time is between 30 and 45 minutes.
45 minutes. Okay.
Right. It's roughly about a 3.2-mile course, right around that 5K mark.
Gotcha. You get in these ultra guys, these ultra-distance guys that show up, they've run a marathon, then they jump on the course and go, yeah, I'll do this too. I'll get this workout in too. You get any of those wackos that show up like for that?
We do. You know, it's a little bit of everyone, you know.
Yeah.
honestly, everyone can participate in Worried Ash, from your couch potato that runs once a year, maybe, to the people that are running those ultra marathons, and this is just not even a warm up for them. So,
can you do it without getting dirty?
No,
absolutely
can't do that.
Not. You do that. Cannot. It's inevitable. You got to get muddy. You got to get.
What
muddy.
If I shrink wrap myself?
This is great.
That's a unique costume. I would love to see that.
This is the best event for those people whose mothers tortured them when they were kids and said, don't come home if you're all muddy. Now you can just go nuts with it. Now, in terms of you're doing this around the country.
Are you going to detail my car when I'm done? Because how do I get home?
How do you clean yourself when after the event? Is there like showers and stuff? What do you do after you're done with this thing?
Yeah, we do in Georgia. We have a lake area where after you're done, you get to hop in that lake, get the mud off, and head back to the festival area. But we found that those real warriors just let it kind of cake and dry on, and it, as the day goes on, it just kind of crumbles off. So you got two options. It's usually a sight to see.
Well,
sounds like a spa treatment. You could probably charge extra as a spa treatment.
Now, Alex, is there any entertainment at the end of the day for this? Is there, do you guys have any live music, anything going on at the events that people can come and cheer on their loved ones when they're there as well?
Absolutely. We are going to have live music playing throughout the day. We also have a Jumbotron that usually displays a live feed from the mud pit, from fire. So, if you don't want to get too close to that mud, afraid you might get splashed, you can hang out with beer, turkey leg in the festival area, and watch the Jumbotron.
Well, this sounds like such a great time, Alex. And this is these are such great events for people that are looking for a different sort of challenge and to stay fit and active. And this is, and the main thing, it sounds like it's built around having fun. And we love this. This sounds like a great. I think Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are going to come there and
when is it in Georgia?
Yeah, when is the one here in Atlanta or the one in Georgia?
It is May 14th and 15th.
It's so 2 days?
You got to. Yes.
It takes 2 days to do this?
We just have that many warriors that want to come out. We're estimating about 20,000 people to run the Warrior Dash over the course of the weekend.
Well, if you're going to be in town, come. We got to have you in the studio, and we got to find out some of the some more stories.
You get there a week before, right?
Yeah. We usually get out there pretty early and get things going. So.
Any grenades? You set up any grenades, any landmines, anything like that? Anything that blows up, anything, explosions that go on? Because that could add another level to this as well.
We do not have any explosions or grenades on the course.
Okay.
However, at the start of the race, we do have a
cannon.
The starting arch. Yeah, it has fire that shoots 20 feet in the air that signals the start of the race.
So, oh, that's cool.
We do have fire. We have lots of fire, lots of mud, and an exciting day.
Well, Alex, the website is Warrior Dash. Everyone's got to go sign up for this thing. The one in Atlanta, the one here in Georgia, is going to be May 14th and 15th. They're going on all over the country. Go to the website. You can sign up on the website too. Is that correct, Alex? Can you do it over there?
Absolutely. WarriorDash.com.
Okay.
Once you hit that main page, you'll be able to pick whichever event you want to conquer. In this case, it would be the Georgia event. And then you can get on there, and we have to register before May 2nd. That's our registration deadline. So the sooner you get on there, the better.
Perfect. Alex, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come on the show and tell us about the Warrior Dash. And we look forward to seeing you there.
Is there
in
a
May.
Warrior cry you can give us to close the interview?
Yeah, is there any, like, ooga, ooga, is there something that you guys do? Any yells or something you do? Like a ram's horn or something that goes off?
We usually leave that up to our warriors. Okay. It's up to them to channel that inner warrior and conquer that course.
Well, thanks so much again, Alex. We really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Hey, can't wait to see you guys out there with a turkey leg and beer in hand.
We're going
to
be there. We will be there. Count on it.
Excellent.
All right. Have a great day. Take care.
You too.
That is Alex Yount from the Warrior Dash, and check them out at warriordash.com for more information. And also go online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Go right now, become one of our friends on Facebook. Go to our Twitter pages, at Dr. Fitness 6 and Fat Guy as well.